We have time for one more question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book, and this is it. What is the Pauline Doctrine? Well, in the New Testament, there are 27 books. Of these 27 books, the Apostle Paul wrote 13 of them, possibly 14. There's some disagreement about who wrote the book of Hebrews, but I believe there's enough evidence to show that Paul wrote this book, so I would say that Paul wrote 14 of the New Testament books. And that means Paul wrote more than half of the New Testament. The Apostle John wrote 5 books, Peter wrote 2 books, and Luke wrote 2 books. No one else wrote more than 1 book of the New Testament. The term Pauline doctrine really refers to the truths that we get from the writings of the Apostle Paul. It's important to realize that although we get truths from Paul that we don't get anywhere else, his writings never contradict the other scriptures. In fact, they enhance the Old Testament by his application of Old Testament scriptures. In his writings, Paul quoted the Old Testament at least 267 times. In the book of Romans alone, Paul quoted the Old Testament 84 times. And there are only 2 books in which he did not directly quote any New Testament passage, Philemon and Titus. Now let me show one example of Paul enhancing other scriptures by expounding upon them. Let's read Matthew 16:13 through 18. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Here the Lord spoke of his church. He spoke of it as a future entity. The Apostle Paul, in his inspired writings, expounded upon the truth of what the church is. Speaking of the Lord Jesus, Paul wrote in Ephesians 1:22 and 23 that God put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Paul tells us in Ephesians 5:25 that Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The proper order for the functioning of the church is given to us through the writings of the Apostle Paul. Now, it was Luke that teaches us the only way to gain entrance into the church. He wrote in Acts 2:47, "The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." So the only way to become part of the church is by being saved. While we can join any so-called church group, the only way to be a part of the true church of God is by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Paul's writings are so critical. They give us proper church truths. They're part of the inspired writings of God. It's through Paul that we learn of the imminent return of the Lord to rapture all believers to heaven. It's through Paul's writings that we learn of the many gifts the Lord has given to the church so that it might function properly. It's through Paul's writings that we learn of the importance of Christian baptism. Indeed, the Word of God is not complete without the epistles of Paul.